president ever. The House of Representatives appears ready to approve two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. This with the failure of a Republican motion to adjourn and a succession of other delaying tactics. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says the nation should try to avoid removing a democratically elected president unless absolutely warranted.
We present you not just with high crimes and misdemeanors, but a constitutional crime in progress.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says the president's already subverted democracy and is still trying to invite foreign election interference.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
Republican Tom Cole says there's no reason to impeach the president, who says Democrats are doing what they say he did, abusing power.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Helping lead the Democrats' impeachment drive is Congressman Jim McGovern.
The president, a succession to the same office as George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, betrayed his oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. These aren't opinions. These are uncontested facts.
On the Republican side, Congressman Tom Cole.
Today, after a truncated investigation that denied the president due process, cherry-picked evidence and witness testimony to fit their narrative, and trampled on Republicans' minority rights, Democrats in the House are pressing forward with a partisan impeachment vote.
Today's House vote is expected to follow straight party lines with the Democrats for and the Republicans against. Ironically, it could happen around the time President Trump is addressing a re-election campaign rally in Michigan. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In the business world, Fiat Chrysler and PSA Peugeot have signed a deal for a 50-50 merger, creating the world's fourth largest automaker. Here's AP correspondent Matt Small with the report.
The companies say the new group, with annual sales of 8.7 million cars, will be led by PSA Peugeot's CEO, with Fiat Chrysler's chairman as chairman of the merged automaker. No plants are due to be closed, but the combo is anticipated to create more than $4 billion in annual savings, which executives say will be invested in sustainable mobility in part to meet strict new emissions regulations, principally in Europe. The deal, which was announced back in October, is expected to take 12 to 15 months to close. So far, what the new company will be called hasn't been decided. I'm Matt Small.
In the wake of last week's general election and looking ahead to Brexit, the outlook for the British economy is murky. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has a report.
Though Britain's departure from the European Union is widely considered to be negative for the long-term health of the economy, the fact that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservatives won a majority in last week's election has reduced some of the uncertainty. Brexit is now almost surely going to take place on January the 31st, and Britain will then enter a transition period through to the end of 2020, whereby it remains in the EU's economic arrangements, but without any voting rights. Zaria Shackley, London.
As North Korea appears set to launch a long-range missile as a kind of Christmas present for the United States, VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul looks back at 2019's U.S.-North Korea equation.
2019 began with Kim Jong-un warning he may take a new way if the U.S. didn't soften its stance in nuclear talks. The world may soon find out just what he means by that. Talks broke down after Donald Trump walked away from a February summit with Kim in Hanoi.
They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that. We had to walk away from that.
Within weeks, North Korean rockets began flying and kept flying. By some measures, 2019 was North Korea's busiest year ever for missile launches. Though Trump shrugged off the short-range tests, the talks never got back on track.
That was VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul. The group Reporters Without Borders says fewer journalists have been killed this year, but more ended up in jail. In its annual report, the watchdog group says 49 journalists have been killed this year, but close to 400 are imprisoned. The lower death number is traced to fewer reporters killed in war zones. More news at voanews.com. You can also use our convenient mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
And more right here on VOA 1.